fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 4th day of December, year of our Lord 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Let's take a quick look at the Drudge Report headlines here. You got a photograph of President Trump saluting the deceased president in the Capitol Rotunda. His lovely wife standing next to him with her hand over her heart, showing respect for the office of the presidency. Very well done. Thank you, sir. We're going to have open lines this first hour. Hour two, we'll have Leon Green with us talking about all the different things that he and I talk about, including doTERRA essential oils, of course. Prepper tip of the day. We have Christmas coming up. If there's a boy or girl that you think may need their first rifle, please consider getting them their first rifle. We're going to talk about that a little bit here, what that, in my opinion, what that rifle should be. If this child is not your child, if it's a grandchild or a niece or a nephew, be sure you consult with the parents first prior to buying this youngster a firearm. That would be a really wise thing to do. First of all, that first rifle should be .22 caliber, .22 long rifle. It should be bolt action, and it should have iron sights, in my opinion. Now, let's just go over all the reasons why. First of all, .22 caliber is, it has been for basically more than a century, considered the entry-level rifle for boys and girls for a number of reasons. Negligible recoil. The report is minimal, but you still should wear hearing protection. The report from a .22 actually is not as loud as heavier calibers, obviously, but it's the frequency. It's the .22 caliber is a very damaging frequency to human hearing. So be sure to always wear hearing protection and eye protection both when using any firearm. Iron sights. Now, when it's time for my grandson, my oldest grandson, to get his first rifle, I did the same thing. I made sure it was .22 caliber, It was bolt action and had iron sights. At the same time, I had just been to the NRA annual convention, and I discovered that at the time, I believe it's around 2002, Savage Arms had just introduced what they call their AccuTrigger. And I immediately recognized the value of the AccuTrigger, and that was the rifle I purchased for my grandson, was the Savage bolt-action rifle with the AccuTrigger, which I believe all the rifles now come with it. I haven't checked all their models, but I'm pretty sure they do. I made sure my grandson got very competent with the iron sights. It was a good four or 5 years before I upgraded that rifle to a red dot sight. Competency with iron sights is not optional, in my opinion. You do not want to get a semi-auto. As much as I like the Ruger 10/22 for being a semi-auto rifle, you really don't want that for a youngster starting out, in my opinion. You need to emphasize to the child that every shot is important. Every shot needs to be carefully taken. It's far too tempting with a semi-automatic to, especially with boys, and girls can get caught up in it also, to have fun blasting away as quick as you can pull the trigger. And there's nothing wrong with that. And it's fun, and it's fun for boys and girls and adults both also. But for training, no. Not for training. For getting started, no. Bolt action, iron sights. Now, I've got the Savage website here up in front of me. They make right-hand models and left-hand models of their bolt-action 22 caliber rifles. So you've got a choice there. And how do you know? That's a good question. How do you know if the child is dominant eye? And they should be shooting a rifle using their dominant eye. And let's just talk about this a little bit. I've seen people attempt to shoot right-handed using their left eye as their dominant eye. You can kind of sort of do it, but you're going to get a kink in your neck. It won't be fun. It won't be pleasant, and it won't be it's just not a good thing to do. So here's what, it's easy to tell, to do a simple test. You have the person. It could be a boy or a girl, a man or a woman, doesn't matter. You have them extend their arms all the way out in front of them, and both arms and both hands, and make a circle with their forefinger and thumbs, and ask them to aim that circle at a point on the wall. It could be a clock, could be a decorative trinket, it doesn't matter, the corner of the room. Doesn't matter. With both eyes open, you have them aim that circle they made with their hand, their thumb and forefinger of both hands, both eyes open, aim at that corner of the room. Then, without moving that little circle, close the right eye and close the left eye, back and forth. When the circle doesn't move, that's the dominant eye. If the circle does move, that's the weak eye. So that's how you determine that. Now, if you're among the 90% who are right-handed and have a dominant right eye, you're fortunate. Or conversely, left-handed and left eye dominant, you're just as blessed. However, if you're right-handed and left-eye dominant, you've got an issue when it comes to shooting rifles and shotguns. Pistols, not so much. It's really not that much of an issue with a pistol because when the pistol sights are held away from your face, you can easily use either eye as a dominant eye and not have really too many issues to deal with. But with a rifle, it gets to be a real problem real quick, as in immediately. So I tell my students that are right-handed and left-eye dominant, I tell them that they have two choices. They can either learn to shoot right-eye dominant or learn to shoot left-handed. To shoot left-eye dominant and right-handed is not acceptable. It is really not acceptable. Now, obviously, in an emergency where you've got no choice, you do what you got to do. But it's really not wise to teach people to do that. And it's more of a struggle for some people than others. But that needs to be done. So getting back to these rifles. I don't necessarily recommend a single shot. I'm not a big fan of single shot rifles myself. I know a lot of youngsters, their first rifle is a bolt action single shot rifle, and there's nothing wrong with it. I just don't particularly care for it myself. I like a removable box magazine myself. Typically, you'll see those more than in fact, I don't think I've ever seen a tubular magazine on a bolt action rifle that I can think of. Typically, they're on semi-autos and slide-action rifles. But the bolt-action rifle with a removable box magazine, and I would go ahead and get the full size. If you've got a boy or a girl who's 8 or 10 years old, they just go ahead and get the full-size rifle. They can deal with it being a little bit too big with them because within 2 to 4 years, the rifle will be too small for them if they get a child size. But if you're someone who's training a five-year-old, yeah, they really do need the reduced size stock to fit their little body. That's very important. They won't be comfortable trying to shoot a full-size rifle at all. And, of course, along with gifting the rifle, there needs to be hearing protection, eye protection, a carrying case. Depending on the laws of your state, it would be a good idea to take the boy or girl to a hunter safety class. Go with them. Take the class also. You might actually learn something yourself. If you're not qualified to give proper instruction to the youngster in the safe use of a firearm, safe handling of a firearm, that's one purpose of the hunter safety class. They will give instruction on how to safely handle a firearm out in the field, not just on the range. There's issues such as crossing a fence, climbing over a fence, for example. What do you do with your rifle when you're climbing over a fence or climbing through it, as the case may be? So safe gun handling techniques and protocols will be taught at a hunter safety class. Most gun clubs will have instructors that can give instruction in both the safe and proper handling of firearms as well as basic marksmanship classes. Now, ladies and gentlemen, just because you've been shooting for 20 or 30 or 40 years doesn't mean you know how to do it right. You might not. That brings up Appleseed. Now, let's just look up Appleseed here real quick. Appleseed. And here we go. The website is appleseedinfo.org. Appleseedinfo.org. I haven't talked to the founder, Jack Daly. He goes by Fred. I don't know if he's still running an ad in it was a Shotgun News for half a century now. I think it's Shooting Times. Firearms News. That's what it is. Firearms News. But he's a great guy. He specialized in selling M14 stocks for decades. Appleseed is two things. First of all, it's a weekend class in acquiring basic marksmanship skills, while at the same time getting a good foundational lesson in American history around the time of the Revolutionary War. So it serves two purposes. So let's look at the schedule map here. And I believe they've got, you can just click on, they've got the 50 states here. You just click on your state, and you can find out. I'll click on my home state, Missouri, here, and see what pops up. Okay, programs, events, find an event. Well, looks like we didn't have any. Okay, let's see. No current events scheduled for Missouri. Well, that's unfortunate. Let's go to Texas. There'll be something in Texas. Oh, yeah, here we go. December, January, 2019, February, March, April, May, June, August, nothing in July, September, October, November, December. So I got the whole year outline there on when I clicked on Texas. I don't know what's going on with Missouri, but I'm sure they'll get caught up. So let's click on one of these in Texas here. The next one coming up is, let's see, Waco, Texas, register. And you have to know if you're a U.S. citizen or a permanent alien, green card holder, and so forth. Great guys and gals. These are great programs, a place to really have some fun, get some really good, solid education on safe gun handling techniques, basic marksmanship, and of course, as I mentioned, get some education on what really was taking place late in the 18th century when we took on the world's most powerful at the time, the world's most powerful military on the planet, the British Empire. Now, that took some courage, to say the least. That really took some courage. But they did that, and it was a long struggle. That war went on for years before we finally had, I think it was Cornwallis, surrender. But that surrender took place, and we gained our independence from Mother England, and the rest is history, as they say. Get good when you're working to get this rifle for the youngster. Get good quality ammunition. Don't get the really cheap stuff. And I haven't heard otherwise, but for the time being, I know we've been encouraging for about 3 or 4 years people to not purchase Remington bulk pack 22 ammunition. There's been too many issues with misfires. I've seen as many as 1 in 10. That's totally unacceptable. The Remington ammunition that's packed in individual cartons, where it's not bulk packed, that seems to be okay. And I don't know what's going on with Remington, but that's been our experience. So get good quality ammunition so the youngster can get used to having precision marksmanship. There's lots of good 22 caliber ammunition out there. And if they keep progressing and they decide to make marksmanship a hobby or get involved in competition, well, that's when things change dramatically in terms of the rifle and the ammunition both. But that's something that you'll find out along the way. There aren't many high schools anymore that offer a rifle a team opportunity. A friend of mine, his children were going to a private school, and they were both on the rifle team. And this is 20 years ago, and they had to travel for hours just to get to another school that they could compete against, because so many schools at this point in time, I would say most public schools had dropped a rifle class as an option for the youngsters. Now, I know out in my neighborhood, Steelville High School still has competition, shotgun competition for the youngsters where they're shooting clay pigeons. I don't believe they have a rifle team, but they do have that. I no longer encourage boys to get involved with the Boy Scouts. They have become completely dysfunctional. They have had classes in marksmanship for many decades, probably about a part of a century or more, going back to the how long the Boy Scouts been around, about a century, right? But they've become dysfunctional and given into political correctness, and they now allow mentally ill men who are attracted to other men sexually to be Boy Scout leaders. Very strange. Here's our break. Call numbers 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from...
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back. Now we're back. Okay, great. this is Tuesday, the fourth day of December. I still need somebody to do marketing for me. This is if you need a full-time job with regular pay, this is not for you. If you need extra income and would like to help me, this could be something just what you need. Marketing me for the time being, marketing me to speakers bureaus in Europe and associations in the United States. And it can be very rewarding, both in terms of financial rewards and satisfaction. So my contact information is at my website if you want more details. We got a caller on hold here. We got Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John. I missed part of your conversation. Had a phone call come in on my smarter than me phone. But last week, I was listening to some ham communication with a buddy of mine, and somebody said that the 4-H clubs have a gun competition.
Well, good for them.
But I wouldn't. Yeah. Well, they talked. It's been around for a good while. Now I don't know if they.
Right.
I don't know if it's regional or what, but something that might be worth looking into if people that are interested in some kind of club activity like that. It fills in.
Of course, that's, you know, 4-H is something that it doesn't. I don't believe they have 4-H in urban suburban areas, but they. I've got their website up here. And
Now in Austin area, a lot of schools are active in 4-H. And of course, the beauty part about 4-H is that homeschoolers can participate too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, it's a good program.
But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that little tidbit out. Thank you for taking the call.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Yeah. Well, that's good to know that 4-H has a marksmanship program. I don't know the details. It may be something that just takes place in localized areas. That's good to know. And call number is 800-313-9443. I mentioned briefly iron sights. When I'm teaching my concealed carry classes, I do talk about iron sights as opposed to laser sights or red dot sights. I know many people, they believe that if they got a laser sight, and let's explain the difference here. A laser sight puts a red dot on the target, physically on the target. A red dot sight doesn't put anything on the target. It's a point of aim that allows you to accurately aim the rifle or pistol. But there's largely due to movies and TV shows, men and women think, oh, if I got a laser sight, I can't miss. They think that. They believe that. If you think that's true, well, God bless you. I'm the instructor. I'm the guy who's been at this for more than half a century, and I'm saying, no, it's not true for the following reasons. First of all, the basics of proper handling of the firearm when it comes to your stance, holding the pistol, sight picture, and so forth, you have to have those basic things very well in mind and part of your muscle memory, laser sight or not. If you think you can use a laser sight and not hold the pistol properly, not have the proper stance, not know how to follow through, well, you're wrong. That's not going to work. But here's something that's even more important. And I say, ladies and gentlemen, when I'm talking to my class, ladies and gentlemen, do you really want to trust your life to something that takes a battery? Do you really, seriously, want to trust your life to something that takes a battery? Because if you do, that battery fails on that laser sight, and you don't have the foundational basic skills to use iron sights, you're in big trouble real quick. Real big trouble very quickly. Possibly life-threatening trouble. So I encourage people, if they think they want to get a laser sight, well, God bless you, go ahead and do so on one hand. On the other, make sure you've got the basic marksmanship skills with iron sights first, which goes back to my decision to get my grandson a bolt-action rifle with iron sights, because I wanted to make sure he had that foundation good and solid. Here's our next break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 4th day of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. New changes coming. We're working with my webmaster, Tim Spencer. We're going to be redoing the website. The proposed launch date is about the 15th of this month. That would be Saturday the 15th. That may or may not happen that day, but that's our target date. I get emails every two or three days for people asking to see things that used to be on my website previously. Well, it will all be back. Everything will be back, and it will be smartphone compatible. That's why we did these changes about a month ago, six or seven weeks ago, to attempt to make the website smartphone compatible, which it is, but it needs to be redone, and we'll do that. We will do that. In the meantime, the current website does have things that will educate you and inform you. There's a growing distrust of things on the internet. Now, my initial major in college was journalism. And, of course, now I've been a broadcast journalist now for, 22, 23 years. So I'm very cognizant of what journalism is. I'm also trained as a paralegal and have been involved in legal research on complex, high stakes litigation since 1972, both criminal involving homicides and hundreds of other crimes, criminal matters and civil matters, including an antitrust lawsuit that is now so is considered the classic federal antitrust lawsuit taught in many law schools. I was part of the defense team on that. So I know what good journalism is. And the articles that I post there, I stand behind them as being trustworthy, as having good sources. And it's so important. This is why it's right at the very top of my homepage there. The article, which includes a letter written by Dr. Hardy Lineback. He previously had been the president of the Canadian Association for Dental Research, very serious credentials, where he's apologizing to everybody in his entire country. How humiliating to apologize to your family, your friends, everybody you went to high school and college with, all your business associates, your entire population of your entire country, apologizing that you used to advocate the use of sodium fluoride in drinking water. Well, he did. He did the right thing. It's a great article. And I think it can help you a lot. Also, my website, of course, you'll find my energy clinic for sale at the top of my homepage. There's a list of things you can choose from. My biography, YouTube videos, RBN archives, Brighteon archives, and all to the extreme right-hand side, shop. When you click on shop, that's when the energy cleaner pops up. So I click on shop, and there's a photo of me getting ready to make a parachute jump 18 months ago, and there's the energy cleaner, $285 shipping included. How many people do you know that have arthritis pain? Seriously, how many? I would say more than half the adults over age 50 in this country are dealing with arthritis pain. If they get an energy cleaner, it will help. It will. If they're not getting a great night's sleep, it will help. So get the energy cleaner, only $285 shipping included. Mattress pads that go with them, they're going to vary in price depending on what size you need. These are fitted mattress pads, just like any other fitted mattress pad. Twin size, full, queen, king, California king. Everything's right there. You can make your decision, make your purchase using PayPal. I really like PayPal. It is the most secure way to make any payment online. You can send me a check or money order. My address is right there at my website. And I have a toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. If you do decide to purchase that boy or girl their first rifle, be sure and get a cleaning kit. Now, the difference in price between a cleaning kit that only will clean 22 caliber and a cleaning kit that will clean every caliber and every shotgun gauge is, quite frankly, pretty insignificant. So go ahead and spend another $8 or $10 and get that comprehensive cleaning kit that cleans every rifle, shotgun, and pistol. That boy or girl may very well keep that the rest of their lives, quite frankly. And, of course, the cleaning patches. That's those little squares of fabric for .22 caliber. They're about a half-inch square. And, of course, the... With these cleaning kits, usually there's going to be some cleaning solvent and lubricant come in with them if they don't need to pick that up also. So the youngster has everything they need to properly maintain that firearm, keep it clean, in good working condition. As I mentioned before, much of what children do when they play is pretend to do what adults do. Toys. Many children's toys lead the child to make believe that they're interacting and doing things an adult does. That's one reason children like firearms and shooting. It's fun. They're given adult responsibility, and handling a firearm is an adult responsibility. Of course it is. And children like to have adult responsibility, and they should have adult responsibility. It's part of growing up. It really is. There are parents who shelter children from adult responsibility. That's their choice, obviously. I don't think it's the right thing to do, but that's me. Introducing children to adult responsibility at an early age, I think, is a good thing also. That's another reason why children like to get involved in ham radio, because they're doing an adult activity just as well as the adults do. So an 8- or 10-year-old boy or girl can interact with somebody their grandparents' age at the same level as the grandparent in ham radio. And that's good. Giving responsibility to children is good. That's how they grow up. That's how they learn to take and accept responsibility, is by doing it. You can't read about it or watch a TV show to learn how to accept and take on responsibility. No, there is only one way, and that's to actually get out there and do it. Is there going to be failures? Well, of course there's going to be failures. You know, when it comes to safe gun handling, there's no failure is not an option. Consequences are far, far too serious, life-threatening serious. I can't think offhand of very many other activities an 8- or 10-year-old boy can do that would be life-threatening if done improperly. Now, there's things that could become that. So riding a bicycle, for example, could become life-threatening if done improperly. You get in front of a moving motor vehicle, well, you're going to get mashed like a bug, aren't you? Crossing a street improperly can get you mashed like a bug. So there's things children do that can be very dangerous. Clearly and obviously there are. We cannot create a world where children can't come to any harm. That world does not exist and will never exist. What we can do is teach youngsters to understand the harm that could come to them and learn to be safe and not get hurt in whatever activity it might be. A carrying case for the rifle for the youngster would be a good thing. Possibly some kind of toolbox that everything could be put into. The ammunition, the cleaning kit, the cleaning solvent, the lubricant, all kept in a toolbox so that nothing gets misplaced or mislaid. And when it comes time to use the rifle, all they got to do is pick up that one box, and they've got everything they need. They got the ammunition, they got the cleaning supplies, the cleaning kit, and everything all together. And I would make it a package for the youngster, if I was going to do that for Christmas, the complete package of the rifle, the carrying case, the cleaning kit, the cleaning material, the ammunition, the hearing and eye protection, all together, so that they have everything they need. Maybe even some targets. That would be a good thing, wouldn't it? Some targets to take to the range. And in fact, if there's a range nearby, if you just can't walk out the backyard like I do, where you can take the youngster shooting, maybe the day public ranges are going to be that, I should say, controlled ranges, and ranges that commercial ranges will all be closed on Christmas Day, I would believe, but maybe the day after Christmas, a place like that might be open, and the child would have to have some training first prior to handling the firearm. Some snap caps might be a good thing, a dummy round, to practice loading and unloading the rifle with. They don't make snap caps for 22 long rifle, by the way, but they do make dummy rounds. And do some practice loading and unloading, do some dry fire practice. That would be a good thing prior to taking the rifle out and actually shooting it. That would all be good. And it's fun. And this, when I know for most youngsters, when they get that first rifle, that's something they remember the rest of their life. They remember who gave it to them. They remember the day they got it. And frequently, they will cherish that rifle and keep it for the rest of their lives, or possibly hand it down to their own boy or girl once they become parents, or to their own grandchild once they become grandparents, whatever it might be. It's an important step. It's a big step. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, it's important to, if this child is not your child, if this is a grandchild or a niece or a nephew, to be sure and check with the parents prior to giving this child a firearm. That's not optional. Everybody's got to be on board. So it's the parent's job to control what the child has access to. And having access to a firearm is a very serious matter. There may be a compromise. Maybe the parents may not want the firearm in their own home with the child. And, of course, that brings up another thing, would be security of the firearm. The parents would be in charge of securing the firearm, whatever that means for them. Obviously, a gun safe would be the best. I'm not a big fan of trigger locks. A trigger lock is better than nothing. I like the cable locks. The cable locks are far more secure than a trigger lock. But the firearm, it's not optional. If the child has visitors in the home, other children, they will gravitate towards that firearm if they have access to it. Of course they will. They're children, and that's a given. I know in much of the country, not just the Arkansas, Missouri, Ozarks, once you get away from these cities, children grow up in the presence of firearms all the time, and everything's fine. Everything's safe. Not an issue. It's not that way in areas where children are not all given safe gun handling instruction and training, especially urban and suburban areas. So you can't take anything for granted. You cannot take for granted the fact that just because the child who owns the firearm has safe gun handling techniques and safety procedures, you cannot extrapolate from that to other children. The other children may or may not know or have a clue about safe gun handling techniques. I've been personally involved in one investigation I did. The son of a very dear friend of mine was murdered by another youngster who picked up a pistol that was laying in a creek. There was four or five or six teenage boys and girls walking down a creek. A pistol was found and picked up. One boy pointed the pistol directly at the head of my friend's son, pulled the trigger, and shot him dead. And what a tragedy. What an absolute tragedy. So no assumptions when it comes to children, anybody handling firearms. I've personally seen some very serious mistakes made when it comes to gun handling, accidental discharges, and so forth. It does happen. It doesn't have to, but it does. And we need to make sure that the youngster has proper training so they won't be a party to a incident. And I would even take it a step further. I was going to, with a friend of mine, we were going to a private range to do some recreational shooting, the home of a friend of his. I didn't know these people. So we traveled out there. It was about a 1-hour drive out of St. Louis, and we got there, and we're looking forward to some a fun afternoon of recreational shooting. We're getting our firearms ready and the ammunition and so forth, and he and I saw that they were consuming alcohol on the premises, and we politely excused ourselves and let them know that we would be leaving the area. The moment the alcohol was introduced, I looked at my friend, he looked at me, and We didn't even have to say any words. It wasn't necessary. You know, we loaded up our firearms, our equipment, and we departed the area. Now, I know there's men and women who believe that they can safely handle firearms and alcohol at the same time. I'm not one of them, and I won't be party or be anywhere around that activity. I simply will not do it, and I encourage all of you to do the same thing. And you're teaching a youngster, a boy or a girl, that's part of the training. If there's alcohol on the premises being consumed, leave the area. Here's our last break this hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Our last caller this hour, Rattlebones from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Good morning, Rattlebones.
Good morning.
Excuse me. Good morning, Mr. Moore.
I've been listening to you for about 6 months, and you're just a gem, and so is RBN. I'm calling specifically to thank you for prompting me to join FrontSight. I'm blessed with a girlfriend that likes to go out shooting and hiking with me, and so she's going to get one, and I'm going to do one today. I have a luncheon to go to, and I'm going to advertise this. What a gem. What a gem. The whole situation seems to be perfect. I came to Colorado Springs from a communist country that is going to be taking away our guns, probably the first one in the state of our union, unfortunately. And I left because politicians don't respond to people. So I'm over here, and I have much more freedom to use handguns. So I just want to say, sir, thank you very much for promoting that. I got to speak with Dan Sutterfield this morning. Another blessing. People can call him. He said for me that I could say that. So I'm going to call all of you personalities, quote unquote, at RBN, and just say thank you again and kind of put some words in my lifeline to everybody. So,
thank you so much. Well, okay, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. I'm not going to take any more calls this hour. Doing talk radio, it's fun. Radio is the most personal form of mass communication that there is. My listeners really feel like they get to know me because I do. And it's a lot of fun, and I'll be doing this for the foreseeable future, obviously. Why wouldn't I? So, absolutely. A lot of things, wrapping up the year here. It'll be 2019 here in less than 4 weeks, and looking forward to the new year and all the opportunities that the new year will bring. I am actively looking to find a person to do marketing for me. The very good compensation, it's going to be some work, emails and telephone calls, and but the financial rewards would be pretty substantial, really, to help market me as a speaker to speakers bureaus in Europe and to associations in the United States. That's the assignment. If you're a marketing person looking for a little extra income, maybe a little something else to do, this may be a great opportunity. My contact information is at my website at thelibertyman.com. So, yes, we need that. I need that. I need a marketing person. If you're a regular listener, you know my message. That would help a lot. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Leon Green. Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.